Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 3 of the letters of John. Today's title is Complete Joy. Robert Murray M'Cheyne said, "The truest, purest joy flows from a discovery of Jesus Christ. He is the hidden treasure that gives joy to the finder." Our text today is 1 John 1:4. "And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." John writes about experiencing true fellowship with Jesus Christ so that his readers will find complete joy. The word "complete" that John uses to describe joy in 1 John 1:4 means to be full or to fill to capacity. John knows that writing about authentic fellowship through a real relationship with Jesus leads to complete joy. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on 1 John made the following connection between proclamation, fellowship, and joy. John wrote this letter to encourage the reader's participation in both the fellowship and the joy that he, John, and the other believers were experiencing. Proclamation produces fellowship. Fellowship produces joy. John's joy would be complete if his readers remained in the fellowship and did not wander off into false teaching. John, caretaker of the churches and spiritual father to many of the believers in and around Ephesus, would only be able to experience complete joy if his children were experiencing the blessings of fellowship with one another and with God. A growing relationship with Jesus stems from the unending reciprocal effect of this cycle of joy. John proclaimed what he had seen and heard. His witness led to deeper fellowship. That deeper fellowship with Jesus resulted in more joy. When you're filled to capacity with the joy of Jesus, you can't help but share it. Joy was a reoccurring theme with Jesus, and John often wrote about it. Notice the following scriptures. The Gospel of John 15:11. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 22 through 24 reads, "So also, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 13. "But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Jesus wants you to experience complete joy. He said that if you ask for joy, you will receive full joy. One of God's purposes in your life is that his joy will be fulfilled in you. Here are some questions for today. Is your joy full? Why or why not? Read the following quote by David Martin Lloyd-Jones. "He is our joy and our happiness, even as he is our peace. He is our life. He is our everything. Place at the center the only one who has a right to be there, the Lord of glory, who so loved you that he went to the cross and bore the punishment and the shame of your sins and died for you. Seek him, seek his face, and all other things shall be added unto you." As you concentrate on these truths about your fellowship with God, what thoughts come to your mind? You can find the following quote from the Life Application Bible Commentary. "Proclamation produces fellowship. Fellowship produces joy. Where is your weakest link in this chain of events? What needs to take place in your life regularly so that you can experience joy fully?
Thanks for joining us today.